The word sausage can be traced back to a Latin word meaning salted. During the period when Old English was spoken, from the 5th to 12th century, eggs were referred to as eye, a term later displaced by the Old Norse word we use today. When Heinz Baked Beans launched in 1886, they were exclusively sold in the high-end supermarket Fortnum & Mason. The name for the variety of bean used in baked beans, haricot, derives from Nahuatl, a South American language. This episode explores the history and etymology of items that make up a full English breakfast. Etymology is the study of the origins of words. I'm Leon, and this is Etymolion, Word History. The English breakfast, commonly known as a fry-up or formonti, has origins dating back to the 18th century. During this time, ingredients such as eggs, bacon and bread began to come together to form the foundation of the dish. Other meats, like kidneys, tongue and kippers, might also have been included. The version of the English breakfast that we recognise today, comprising sausages, bacon, black pudding, eggs, toast, baked beans, mushrooms and tomato, emerged towards the end of the Victorian era in the late 19th century. Lavish breakfast spreads were primarily enjoyed by the upper classes. As the middle classes sought to emulate the breakfast habits of the upper class, this hearty meal gained popularity. By the early 20th century, the English breakfast had become popular across all classes, including the working class. The English breakfast reached its peak popularity during the 1950s. Regarding the various names for the meal, such as English breakfast, fry-up, or cooked breakfast, no specific individuals are credited with coining the terms. However, there is a theory that the British Army General Bernard Montgomery, who apparently started each day with a full English breakfast, may be the Monty in the term full Monty, another name for the dish. Breakfast, as its name suggests, is derived from the combination of the words break and fast. Break originates from the Old English brecan, while fast stems from fest. The precise reason why we refer to a period without food as fasting remains uncertain. However, given that fest, the word which gives us fast, originally meant firm, it's possible that the term developed from the concept of adhering steadfastly to a commitment. The fry in fry-up derives from the Old French frier and ultimately from the Latin frigo. Meanwhile, up originates from the Old English up with two p's. Let's delve into the meats that make up a classic full English breakfast. The practice of salting meat has ancient roots, but the commercialization of bacon can be traced back to the C&T Harris Bacon Factory in Wiltshire, England. In the late 18th century, they pioneered an industry centered around the mass production of this savory meat. Bacon typically comes from the back meat of a pig, and the word itself originates from an Anglo-Norman root meaning back. Sausages too have a history going back thousands of years. The term sausage comes to English through Old French, through the form saucisse, and ultimately from the Latin words salsus and sal, both meaning salt. This Latin root can also be found in other culinary terms, including salt itself, as well as the likes of salsa, sauce, and salami. Black pudding, a type of blood sausage, is traditionally made from pork blood, pork fat, oatmeal, and herbs. Its creation stems from the desire to utilize every part of the animal, ensuring minimal waste. The term black in black pudding comes from Old English. While most people typically think of a pudding as a sweet dish, the word pudding initially referred to a savory dish rather than a sweet dessert. In its earliest English appearances in the 14th century, pudding denoted animal linings stuffed with minced meat and blood. The evolution of the term to include sweet dishes likely occurred because flour, egg, and milk desserts were boiled in sacks, similar to how sausage puddings appeared and were prepared. Pudding likely derives from either the Old French boudin, meaning sausage, or from a Germanic word meaning to swell, connecting it with terms like podgy, meaning chubby. Fried, poached, or scrambled, eggs are a quintessential component of an English breakfast. According to a 2021 survey conducted by the British Egg Industry Council, scrambled eggs reign as the favourite egg preparation among Britons, with 49% of respondents opting for this creamy version. Soft-boiled eggs followed closely behind, at 45%, while fried eggs claimed the third spot at 44%, and poached securing fourth place with 41%. The term egg itself originates from Old Norse, a language introduced to England by the Vikings during their settlement in the 8th to 11th centuries. Other Norse food-related words that have found their way into English include cake, steak, and snack. Egg entered the English lexicon sometime between the 14th and 15th centuries, supplanting the Old English I. The etymology of fried was previously discussed. As for poach, it traces its roots back to the Old French poche, meaning a bag or pocket. Some suggest that this association stems from the way egg whites encase the yolk when boiled, a pocket-like formation. Interestingly, this Old French poche also serves as the basis for the word pouch. The term scrambled, describing a method of preparing eggs, dates back to the mid-19th century, although the precise origin of the word scramble remains uncertain. Tomatoes and mushrooms are commonly included vegetables in a traditional English breakfast. These were later introductions to the dish, gaining popularity around the 1960s. In the early 16th century, tomatoes were brought to Europe by Spanish explorers, who imported them from their colonies in South America, particularly Mexico. They were first cultivated in Britain towards the end of that century. They were initially referred to in English as love apples, a translation of the French name, pomme d'amour. Two theories exist regarding this term's origin for the vegetable or fruit in botanical terms. It was either due to the believed aphrodisiac qualities of tomatoes, or more likely a mistranslation of the Italian term pomodoro, meaning golden apple, which sounds similar to pomme d'amour, which means love apple. Pomodoro, or golden apple, was a reference to the fruit's colour, with the yellow and orange varieties of tomato being the first to appear. The term tomato replaced love apple by the middle of the 18th century. Derived from the South American Nahuatl term for the fruit, tomato. Other foods introduced to Europe from this region, such as chocolate, avocado, and chili, also take their names from the Nahuatl language. The word mushroom comes from the Old French mousseron. The etymology of this term is unclear. Tinned baked beans made their debut on British shelves in 1886, courtesy of Heinz. Initially, they were exclusively available at the upmarket department store Fortnum & Mason. Today, beans have become a common staple on an English breakfast. Both bake and bean trace their origins back to Old English, with their earlier forms being barcan, meaning bake, and barn, meaning bean. The variety of bean typically used in baked beans is the haricot. The term haricot is believed to have originated from the Nahuatl language, similar to the word tomato, through the word ayacutai. In the United States, the haricot bean is commonly referred to as the navy bean, a term coined in the mid-19th century, due to the legume being a staple provision for sailors. Fried bread and toast are essential components of an English breakfast. The term toast can be traced back to the Latin torio, meaning to parch or scorch. The connection to the act of toasting in honour of an occasion, such as clinking or raising glasses, has its roots in the Middle Ages. During this time, spiced pieces of toast were added to wine to impart flavour, leading to the association between toast and a celebratory toast. As for bread, it is an Old English word that became the most commonly used term by the 13th century. Prior to that, the word laff was more prevalent. This term survives in the word loaf, which refers to a unit of bread. Hash browns or hashed browns made their way onto English breakfast plates sometime in the 20th century, likely popularised in Britain by the fast food chain McDonald's, where hash browns are a staple on the breakfast menu. The term hash originates from the French hachis, meaning to chop, which traces back to the Old French hachis to mean an axe. This root is also found in the word hatchet, denoting a small axe. The descriptor brown in hash browns refers to the post-cooked colour of the potatoes. The word brown can be traced back to the Old English brown. Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, give it a rating or review. I hope this episode has inspired you to look up the history of words. Remember, language, history, etymology, and pronunciations can be complex and elusive. Keep in mind that perspectives may vary on the origins of words. Catch up on previous episodes and follow the podcast for more.